This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, August 10. An amazing catch. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 17. After Jesus and his disciples arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of the 2-drachma temple tax came to Peter and asked, "Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes, he does," he replied. When Peter came into the house, Jesus was the first to speak. "What do you think, Simon?" he asked. "From whom do the kings of the earth collect duty and taxes? From their own children or from others?" "From others," Peter answered. "Then the children are exempt," Jesus said to him. "But so that we may not cause offense, go to the lake and throw out your line. Take the first fish you catch, open its mouth, and you will find a 4-drachma coin. Take it and give it to them for my tax and yours." Though I'm no expert at it, I love fishing. When I cast my line, I just long to catch something. In this fishing story, Peter goes out to catch a specific fish, one with a coin in its mouth. When the tax collectors ask Peter if Jesus pays the temple tax, a voluntary donation expected of adult men, Peter answers, "Yes, he does." Later, Jesus speaks with Peter about this at his house. While noting that the children of kings are not expected to pay taxes, Jesus indicates that he and Peter should pay the tax so that they will not cause offense. So, he tells Peter to cast his line into the lake, and that he'll catch a fish with a coin that he can use to pay both his and Jesus' temple tax. What does this striking story suggest? Jesus' answer points ahead to the time when he, as the Son of God, will replace the Jerusalem temple himself as the focus of true worship and righteousness. Jesus' response also shows that he will provide all that his followers will need. In addition, Jesus offers some sound advice for all who share the good news about him. Don't cause unnecessary offense. Though we might wish we could pay our taxes by fishing, we can be assured that in Christ, all our needs will be taken care of, and that we will have opportunities to invite the people around us to worship him freely. Pray with me. May you alone, Lord, be at the center of our worship, as we trust in you to provide for all our needs and to help us share your love. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.